Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in, Club 1080. Ran a little long there. Got caught up in hot NFL talk. And yes, to the people texting in,
it'll happen.
The Saints probably belong in the category of you should never watch another game.
There's anytime you're breaking in a rookie quarterback, there's a little intrigue. But yeah, they are still the Saints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do want to get to this because this is we'll do this quick and then we got a break because we're way over. But because it's half sportsy, but half not. I thought about this weekend because Buck once famously got ball sacked with Cream Steam Roper.
Steed Cream Roper, as it were.
Steed Cream Roper.
Buck Colorado Rockies baseball prospect Steed Cream Roper. I reported as a real person.
Buck thought that was a real name, and it was amazing. Well, I stumbled across something on Twitter this weekend, and I literally, for a brief moment, thought that I was getting ball sacked. I was like, this can't be real. And unlike Buck, I actually took the time to research it.
Yeah, that's not for me.
And I want you to realize that someone, the old Cleveland Spiders, right? Old Major League Baseball team from the 1800s and the early 1900s, which, by the way, no one has ever fumbled the bag more than the Cleveland Indians not being the Cleveland Spiders.
You don't like the Guardians?
Oh, my.
Was a lay-in.
It's just the Commanders is ridiculous. But the Guardians, I guess there wasn't a perfect one, but you had a team there once, the Spiders. The merch is great.
The mascot would be cool.
The mascot would be amazing. There's no spider anywhere near
sports. You got it to yourself.
It was perfect, and you botched it. I came across a list of Cleveland Spiders baseball players, and it was so silly that I was like, no, this is a Buck thing. I'm getting ball sacked. And I had to look up it. By the way, I looked up like 7 and I was like, no, these are all real. And I want to do a little thing here. How many of these are as absurd or maybe even more so than Buckley's? What was it?
Steed Cream Roper.
Steed Cream Roper. What if I told you that there was Patsy and Pussy Thibault? Those are real players.
They have to be because you just said them on air.
Yes, I did. Those are real players.
That's like, we did this a long time ago. There was another, it wasn't a Spiders player, but there was a ball player by the name of Johnny Dickshot.
Yes.
I can say that because he was real.
Those are real players.
Oh, and listen, boy.
Baseball, I want, make America great again. No, I want to make baseball names great again. Listen to this. These are all confirmed players. From the late 1800s to early 1900s for the Cleveland Spiders. This is on one team. We had Icebox Chamberlain.
Perfect.
Yes. Cupid Childs. Lav Cross. Pretzels Getson.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what. I want Pretzels Getson. Right? Mike Goodfellow. Mortimer Hogan. Cowboy Jones. Why don't we have Cowboy Jones? Why isn't Cowboy Jones starting for the New York Mets right now?
If Chipper Jones' first name wasn't Chipper, because that's good on its own, he could have easily, if his name was Jack, he was Jack Jones.
His name is Larry.
He could have been Cowboy Jones. Yeah, but Chipper, they weren't going to say, you should be Cowboy instead.
Right.
But I need someone in my life. Hey, who are you going to, who are you hanging out with? That old Cowboy Jones? That's some bitch. We're going to have a great old time.
You should just nickname Schultzy Cowboy Schultz.
Yeah. Well, but there's just something about the Cowboy
just
Jones
pick somebody.
That just works.
Okay.
And then
it's
we go into Sport McAllister.
That's good.
Right? Chippy McGar.
That's good.
Which, again, sounds made up. It's not. Cinders O'Brien. Love it.
Cinders
O'Brien. Fantastic.
He's a catcher and he's built like a brick, you know what.
If there was a cigar shop named Cinders O'Brien,
I'd buy all my cigars there.
That's where you go.
Yes.
That's where you go. Smoking lounge.
And I want the guy working there to be Cinders.
Yes.
I want, hey, where are you going? Cinders O'Brien. What? Oh, yeah. El Cinders. Like, no one does it better than that guy. Ollie Pickering. Fantastic. Crazy Schmidt. Luis Sakalaeus. And then we get into the Taboo brothers, Patsy and Pussy. phenomenal. I love it.
No notes.
No notes. Just those two. You imagine a 6-4-3 double play involving those two guys? Patsy and Pussy Tabeau to Peekaboo Veach, which, by the way, is another one.
Yeah, it's
if
a great
you've
one.
Got a Peekaboo and a Pussy on your team,
yes.
there's some turns of double plays that would be quite wild.
Ratsy White?
That's great.
Fantastic. And I know this is it's not nearly as outrageous, but it might be my favorite one, which, again, I need someone in my life. Highball Wilson.
Highball Wilson?
Highball Wilson.
You know what? So this has inspired me to look up old-timey baseball names, and a friend of Highball Wilson, Cannonball Titcomb.
Yes!
Wow!
You're telling me a battery? Highball Wilson throwing to...
Cannonball to Highball, Highball to Cannonball.
It's just...
Yeah, this is good.
Baseball used to... We need to go back.
That's why it was America's pastime.
It was
People
America's...
are like, oh, then we need a pitch clock. No.
We need
the Patsy and Pussy Twin.
That's right. And you need a guy named Peekaboo Veach throwing to Highball Wilson is what you need. You need Cowboy Jones roaming left field is what you need.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude, I got Jeff McNeil playing for the Mets. Whatever. Give me Cowboy Jones. Juan Soto. Give me Peekaboo Veach. That's what I need. That the Mets need a little. Yeah, every now and then you get one like Oil Cam Boyd. You know,
I think right now, Rowdy Tellez or whatever.
Rowdy
Tellez. He could be a part of this.
Yes.
But he's like, I mean, he would be like, okay, you're not on the all-name team. You're kind of on the bench, but we'll leave you there. But that's about as good as it gets right now.
You know what I was always disappointed about is that BJ Upton, the player, BJ stands for Boss Man Jr. Because his dad was known as Boss Man. He should have gone by Boss Man Upton.
Yes.
That could have been really good.
Immediately, that becomes my favorite player. We need more of this. Like, Albert Pujols was great, one of the greatest ball players of all time, but it was just like, it's Albert Pujols. You throw him a cool name like Highball Pujols, oh, that's old Highball.
Yeah, that's good.
All of a sudden, he becomes fantastic.
I'm looking here at Possum Whitehead and Snuffy Sternwise.
Gosh, yes. Yeah, why? You know, just, that's it. When you get drafted from now on, when you get called up, you get a new name, so you can be a normal prospect, but once you're called up, you get a jersey that has a different name on it, and you have a new name.
Because football's getting like, we had like Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Yeah. It's
the coldest to ever do it.
Pig Prather was a corner for Mississippi State on the same team as Porkchop Womack, who was an offensive lineman.
We need more O-linemen named Porkchop.
We had we had Porkchop Robinson, right? Two drafts ago? Wasn't that the kid from Penn State?
His name was just Chop.
Oh, Chop Robinson. There
Which,
we go.
By the way,
Rob
still...
called him Porkchop. That's why.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Rob. Rob doesn't know anyone that's in the
Rob
draft.
Pork chopped him.
But yeah, Rob pork chopped. But again, more people named Chop.
Yes.
It's fantastic. And yet we're just cranking out more and more Malcolms and Archers.
So apparently Pork Chop's real name was Floyd. But he even went by Pork Chop.
Yes.
Throughout his career at Mississippi State. Mm.
Make baseball great again.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Highball Wilson. In Cleveland, you could have been the Spiders. And you could have had a throwback night with that. Instead, the Guardians. You cannot convince me that there's ever been a team that has botched the rebrand more than the Cleveland Guardians. It was right there. A layup. WNBA layup, which probably means you're going to miss it, which is kind of what they did.
You think they angel-reased their name?
They angel-reased it. They had a two-handed set shot from 3 feet out, and they let Angel Reese take it, and look at what happened.
From Johnson to Hand, and the batter will be Mastroboni.
Thank you. You could have had an entire lineup of that with the Cleveland Spiders. All right, when we come back, what do we got? I've got robot news. I do have more name news, and would you do this nude? Club 1080 here on The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.